I did talk about equip the saints, and we're doing pursuing the prophetic. Our key scripture for this is in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 14, verse 1. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. So follow the way of love, eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. But the Bible wants us to eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. This series is about maturity and ministry in the prophetic. Every believer is called to desire to hear God and to encourage others. Everyone, every one of you. God wants to speak to you and He wants to speak through you. He's an encouraging God. So let's just pray, just close our eyes. Thank you, Father, that you're here. Holy Spirit, oh, we invite you to stir up our spirits today. Oh, that our ears would be open wide, that we would hear you clearly. Oh, that we would see pictures, that we would get impressions, that we would hear your thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I had been following God for about a year and I'd seen people prophesy, just like I shared that word with Renee at church. I'd seen it, and every time it happened, something exciting would go on this inside of me. I didn't know what it was. I would just get excited. I'd think, wow, that's so good. And then what happened, sometimes when someone spoke a word over someone, I would think like, whoa, that's the thought I got. I just saw a picture which lines up with what they said. So I thought, that is so exciting. So I had a desire, not only to hear from God, but to hear from God for other people. When I was reading the Bible, like just around that time, I saw a scripture, and it's in Isaiah, actually, Isaiah 61:1, which says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and open the prison to those who are bound. Now, that scripture just stood out to me. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know. I was a fairly new Christian. I didn't know. But I knew that whatever that was God speaking to me from His word. It lit up to me. That same night, I went to a woman's course, like it was a group thing. And the lady that was running it, her name was Katie, she gave me a notepad. And on the inside of it, it had that scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Honestly, it blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. I went up to her afterwards and I said, hey, why did you write that in there? Did you write that in everybody's? Because I was just like, what? I didn't understand what was going on, but I was so excited. I said, why did you do that? And she says, no. Like everyone got a different one. That's what God gave me for you. So it was like a confirmation of something that God had already spoken to me. That's the power of the word of God and a prophetic word from someone else. It can bring confirmation. It can bring life. It can bring light to it. I mean, who in the room here has had a prophetic word spoken over them before? Many people. Great. Okay. So who in the room has actually spoke a word over someone else before? Great. Still a few people, but less than that. God wants us to be an encourager, to build people up, to stir them up, to bring comfort to people. You know, follow the way of love. Prophecy is a love language. Prophecy is God's love language. It's about loving God and loving people. It's not about getting all these great predictions and stuff. It's not about that. It's about love. Prophecy is God's heart shared with His people through His people. That's why prophecy matters. In 1 Peter 4, verse 10, it said, God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Gifts are for others. We stir up our gifts and then we use them. We stir up our gifts, whatever your gifting is. If your gifting is laying hands on the sick and healing them, you stir it up and you do it. The prophetic is the same. You stir it up. We can all prophesy. It says that in the Word of God. Some are called more to that stream and have the office of a prophet, like Vicky Simpson. I love Vicky. I've learned a lot from Vicky Simpson. She's a prophet in our C3 movement. So, but all of us can prophesy. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3, it says, but one who prophesies strengthens others, encourages others, and comforts them. So it strengthens, it encourages, and it comforts. The words we're going to be sharing today, if they're not that, we're not sharing them. But we're doing it from our seat anyway, right? Like, and we're going to, like, but this is just a bit of, I guess, teaching in a way. If you're going to share a word, you've got to run it through that filter. Am I strengthening someone? Am I encouraging them? Am I comforting them? If you're not, don't say it. Keep it to yourself. It doesn't actually mean that what you're getting is wrong, but not everything that we get is to be shared. Sometimes God gives us a word to pray for a person. Okay? So strengthen, encourage, comfort. Say it after me. Strengthen, encourage, comfort. Those are the words we're giving, all right? We're all clear on that. That's good. That's good. There are benefits of prophecy. It calls out the greatness in people. I've had words prophesied over me that at the time I thought, no way. Probably 2 years into being a Christian, I had this lady came from England and she prophesied over me that, you know, like I was going to preach. I'm thinking like, oh, false prophet. And it didn't happen. See, sometimes we get a prophecy and we think that it's going to happen tomorrow. No, that was God saying what the potential was in me. I didn't preach till years later, a decade later. But I got words all along saying that I was going to preach. And it was mainly because I didn't believe it and I didn't want to. So God was like, you know, like he was working on my heart. He was like melting all the hardness that was going on there. Yeah. But that's what he was doing. So when it can call out the greatness. All right. Another benefit is it confirms the dreams in people's hearts and it encourages them to move forward. Even when you get a word for yourself and you think, you know what? I don't know whether to take this new job or not. Oh, do I take this new job or not? Do I take this new job? And then you read something in the Word of God that tells you to move forward. It's speaking to you. And then you can say, God, hey, confirm it. Confirm it. God can confirm it through worship. God can confirm it through another person. God can confirm it through a movie, a song. He's like that. He can speak anywhere. He is speaking all the time. Do you know he wants you to hear more than you want to hear? He does. We just need to tune in to what he is saying. So that's another benefit of prophecy. Third one is it shows people God sees them and he knows them. Do you know what? He knows us. He knows the things that we don't tell anybody. He knows our desires that we don't even tell anybody. He knows the dreams that are in our heart because a lot of the time he places them there. He knows. He knows you and he sees you. So when someone speaks a prophetic word, it was like, whoa, how did they know that? I remember going to a barbecue and this was early days, new Christian, not really great on how prophecy works, but anyway, I'll give it a crack. But like, so I see this guy, he's just sitting across from me at the barbecue and over him, he's not doing this, but I see this. I thought, oh, he's a painter. So I go, hey mate, I didn't even know, give him the eyebrows, you know, that's the Māori, how are you going? I go, are you a painter? He goes, I am. And I go, yeah, I don't know, I just feel that, because God's speaking to me, like he's very particular, I don't know anything about painting, about the cornices and the, when he paints them, he's very particular about that. So I go, oh, and you're really particular about the cornices? And he looks at me and he goes, are you a clairvoyant? I'm like, no, bro, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. And he goes, how did you know that? I said, like, God told me. And he's like, what? How could he tell you that? He goes, no, he didn't. I said, well, how would I know? And he goes, oh, what else did he say? So, and then I go to him, I said, well, God says, the reason he told me that is he said, because of your eye to detail, God is leading you to a job that you are going to love. And it just blows his mind because at that time, he's wondering, do I take this job? Do I not take this job? It's a job that he loves. It's a little bit less in pay though. So he's like, oh my goodness. Now, he also ends up telling me that his neighbor has invited him to church a couple of times already, been trying to get him along to church. Like, she's probably praying for him. You know, God speaks. God speaks and he places people around. Now, see, that helped him because that's what prophecy is about. It strengthens, it encourages, and it comforts. We've got to help someone. It's about helping. It's helping people. If it's not going to help someone, it's not worth telling them. We want to help people with the prophetic. So that's what it can do. It shows people that he sees them and that he knows them. And it releases inner healing. In Proverbs 16:24, it says, nothing is more appealing than speaking beautiful, life-giving words, for they release sweetness to our souls and inner healing to our spirits. This is what happens when you speak a word of life. It's life. It encourages. It's exciting. And what we're going to talk about now is how God speaks. Do you know, like, you're wired to hear him. Oh, I get so excited about this. Like, our spirit receives revelation, a download from heaven, and it's got nothing to do with these ears, nothing. So even if you're deaf, doesn't matter. Even if you, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to do with your ears, and it does not have to do with your IQ. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter. You can hear from God. It's got nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with your ears, nothing to do with your IQ. It's got nothing to do with how long you've been in church for. Oh, what? Nothing. And it's got nothing to do with any natural ability. You might be a great sports person. Doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, you can hear from God. It's got nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with any natural ability. Hearing from God is based on your spirit. That's it. It's based on your spirit. The moment you become a follower of Christ, you become wired for the sound from the Holy Spirit, from the sound of the Holy Spirit. God speaks through the Holy Spirit to you. You might be here today and you don't have a relationship with God at the moment. That's fine. I'm going to give you an opportunity to invite Jesus into your heart, a God who loves you, who cares you, cares about you, who sees you, and he wants to know you more. So that's a little bit later. So, and this is what it is though. The moment you become the follower of Christ, you can hear from him. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17, it says, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. We become one spirit with him. That's why we can hear for other people. We're one spirit with him. In John 10, 27, it says, my sheep hear my voice. Nah, we're the sheep. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. This is in the Bible. We hear God's voice. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me and I know them. I know them, they follow me. I know them, they follow me. When we know Jesus, we hear his voice. The Holy Spirit leads through thoughts and impression. A lot of the times I will just get thoughts or impressions, like there's something presses on me, gives me a little nudge. It might be a nudge. So thoughts, impressions, a nudge, dreams, prophetic dreams. You might be a dreamer. I'm a dreamer. I love God. I love it because it's like the lazy prophetic way. No, it's not really, is it? Like you can go to sleep, you know, have a sleep. It's like, you know how people make money when they're asleep? Well, it's like hearing from God while you're asleep. Same sort of thing. You can hear from God, the dreams in your sleep, scriptures. Reading the word of God, pictures. Sometimes you'll see a picture, like the guy painting. Songs, people. You'll hear through other people. You'll hear through preaching. Sometimes there might be something, one little thing that I say today that just sticks with you. You think, oh my gosh, God spoke to me. God spoke to me. So through preaching, through nature, like everyday situations, God can speak to you. through nature, through walking, through surfing, through the gym. I remember being at the gym one day and there was this lady over from me. We hadn't, I don't know her either. I'd given her the eyebrows a couple of times, but that's all. Had never spoken to her, did not know her name. Anyway, she's over there and I hear God impressing on me like, oh, she is sad. And I look over, I thought, yeah, don't think so. But then he goes, there's something going on at home with her son. He says, I want you to walk over there and tell her that, you know, you just feel like there's something going on with their son, but not to worry about it because there's going to be a change in him. And when she gets home, he will be different. So good, isn't it? I'm thinking, oh, that's awesome, but I don't want to. I'm like, she'll think I'm an idiot. But I'm thinking, how can I say it without being like super Spiro? Like, you know, and this is a real thing. I don't have to go, thus saith the Lord, whatever your name is. No, it's not about that. It's about being normal. Be normal. Be normal. Oh, yeah, oh, that's it. That's right. We don't need to be super Spiro. We don't need to be weird about it. But still, though, don't forget I haven't spoken to her, so it's going to be weird anyway. So I walk over and I go, hi. She goes, hi. I said, do you know what? I just had this thought. So I didn't say, thus saith the Lord. I didn't say, God told me, not in that instant. I just said, you know, I just had this thought. I mean, number one, I don't even know if she's got a son. So it's a risk. Prophecy can be a risk. So I just go, so you got a son? I'm fishing now. And she's like, yeah. She goes, I said, you know, I feel like there's been, like, I just get the sense that there's been something going on at home with your son. And she just starts crying immediately. And I said, well, you know, but God wants you to know, I don't know if you believe in God, but God wants you to know that there's a change in him. And when you go home, he's going to be different. She is crying. I end up inviting her to church, and she comes to church with her son and her daughter come to church. But this is what happens. A prophetic gift opens people's hearts because it speaks directly to them. How would I know that? People actually believe that there is something else. They just don't know what. They do think, like, they do know. I mean, honestly, you just have to watch, you know, there's on TV, Supernatural, or there's all these things where people believe in those things. Jesus is the real thing. He's the real deal. He is the real deal. And he wants to encourage people. He wants to comfort them. He wants to build them up. He wants to stir them up. That's what he wants to do. So he does. Prophecy opens hearts and it creates a moment for God to move. And that's what happened. The minute she started crying, she didn't even know what had happened. But she did know that it was the truth. It spoke right to her heart. And that's what prophecy can do. So you are wired to hear God. God wants to speak to you and he wants to speak through you. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how to actually give a word. I've been sharing that a little bit anyway. So first of all, like, you know, it's receiving it. Sometimes receiving it. But anyway, we'll talk a bit about how you can grow on that a little bit later. But how to give a word. Speak what you receive. I always think of myself like I'm a postie for God. Yeah, yeah. On my little bike. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, 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 yeah. Beep, beep. Yeah. But I feel like I'm a postie for God. God gives me the mail. I give it unopened. I don't change it. I don't interpret it. I don't put my own spin on what I get. I give it to them exactly as I hear it. Do you know, God gives you things specifically for them. Doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense to you. A lot of things just don't make sense to me at all at the time. But it makes sense to them. And that's what happens. So we're posties for God. We give it like we get it. Give it like we get it. I remember one of the very first prophetic words that I received, Oh, it was so amazing. It was like to tell someone that they had pretty hair. You know, this my actual accent. Did you catch that, Melbourne? Pretty hair. Pretty hair. I'm like, how would you feel going, hey, you got pretty hair? No, no, no. It's like that's, I don't even speak like that. I'm thinking like, nah, I'm not saying it. I don't know them either. I don't want to say that they got pretty hair because they're going, no, I don't want to do it. So I'm having this little thing on the inside of me with God, like, nope, can I change it? Like, can I say, oh, your hair's awesome? Because that's more like me. Oh, you look beautiful. Your hair looks great. Can I just do that? Nope. Tell her she's got pretty hair. I'm like, no. Anyway, I go over like, hi. Oh, I just feel to tell you that you've got pretty hair. Crying. And I'm like, see God? Told you not to tell that. But no, she's crying. She is crying. And then she says to me, after she stops crying, she says, today I was at the hairdresser's. I was getting my hair cut. I looked in the mirror and I said, God, why couldn't you give me pretty hair like my daughter? Do you see how specific God is? Don't change it. Don't make it like you think it should be. We're a postie for God. Beep, beep. Deliver that mail, people. Come on. That's great. Postie for God. That's point number one. Speak what you receive. Second one is use everyday language. You know, like, so we don't have to go, thus saith the Lord, from the moon and the sun and the earth and the right and the left. No, like, we don't have to go into that because people are actually quite open to receiving something. We don't have to be spooky about it. We don't have to just use normal language. Like, you know, I had this thought. I just felt, I sensed, you know, like normal stuff. People can handle that. Especially if they're not following God, that thus saith the Lord will blow them out the door. Really, like, so just saying. The third thing is to avoid directives. Don't tell people that they're having a baby in the next whatever, you know, or that they're getting married in a certain time. Or, you know, that's directive. Don't tell them they're moving to Zambia. That's directive, although they could be. But it's about keeping the direction out of it. Don't be directive. Like, we're all prophetic. We are all have the ability to share, but don't be directive. Because if they really need to hear, God will speak to them. You know, sometimes something that you will say will lead them to that anyway. Just don't be directive. Like, yeah, this is just how we are sharing, okay? This is not for prophets. This is just how we are. Avoid back room or car park prophecies. All right, we're avoiding that. Anything you say from God should be able to be witnessed by someone else. Don't take someone off into a back room and say, I saw this, I saw that. You're like, seriously, if you saw that, it's okay. You should be able to speak about it, like at group, at Connect group, give someone a word there. You should be able to do it in front of a witness. If you can't do it in front of a witness, don't do it. Because you don't feel confident to do it in front of someone else. Maybe it's one that you should pray about. Yep. Okay. Like, that's good. Yeah. And this is that part. Like, ask, is it for sharing or is it for praying? Say you get a directive word that you see someone holding a baby in their arms and they've been really, really, they've been desiring to have a child. That would be directive if you told them. Pray about it. You know, ask God, is that for sharing with them or should I just be praying into this? Like, God, you showed me that picture of them having a child. Lord, bless them. They've been, you know, crying out to you. Like, yeah, like, pray about it. Don't have to be directive. Cool. Okay, so in the prophetic is all exercise by faith. And do you know what? You're going to make mistakes. I've made plenty of them. Lots of mistakes. I've even made mistakes about not doing things. But it's all part of we practice these things. In Hebrews 5:14, it says, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Constant use. Be trained. Constant use. And you can do that. So how do you grow? You know what? Actually, pass me that tissue box you got on your lap there. That'll be awesome. This is something about when you're getting a prophetic word for someone, like what used to put me off is that I would only see one thing and I'd feel like it wasn't enough to say it. But then someone spoke to me about, like, prophecy is like a box of tissues, not a box of chocolates, a box of tissues, where you say the first word and then the next thing comes. Like, for example, with Renee, I saw the picture of the tower. I had nothing else. But then I got the scripture. And then I got about protection. Don't stop at the first tissue. Thank you. There's your box of tissues. So we are going to do some activation. But these are just quickly about how do you grow in the prophetic. Build your relationship with God. Desire the prophetic. Ask for it. Read the Bible. We've talked about all these things. Pray in tongues. When I'm praying in tongues, I start to see things. I start to hear things. Practice in safe places. Practice at group. Practice in the marketplace, at barbecues, at the gym. Practice. It's okay. As long as you're strengthening, as long as you're encouraging, as long as you're comforting, you can't go wrong. What if it isn't God? You know what? If you're asking him, it's likely that it is. Isn't it crazy that we pray like, oh God, give me a word, give me a word. Give me a word. Give me a word, God. And then we go, then he speaks to us and we go, was that me or was that God? It's likely to have been God. Okay? It's likely to have. So, all right. So practice and study. You know, watch others. How they deliver things. Read books, you know, ask questions. Like one of the books that I love about the Holy Spirit is The Good Morning Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn. It is a faith gift, like grow in your faith, grow in your boldness to share. And you start just like anything, any sport, you don't get good at being an Olympian by just showing up on the day. You become an Olympian by training. Constant use, constant use, constant use. So that's how you get close. Grow in your relationship with God. The closer I've become to God, the clearer I hear him. Grow in intimacy with God. That's really the number one thing. So if you are part of what you think, like if you're here today and you feel that you're part of the prophetic stream, do you know what I mean? If that's one of you, Pastor John talked about two, you're probably predominant in two streams. Whether it's apostolic, whether it's prophetic, whether it's evangelism, whether it's pastor, whether it's a teacher. If you feel that this is your prophetic stream, both here and in Melbourne and online, I just want you to stand to your feet because I just want to pray for you. Those that feel that this is part of their prophetic stream. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you see every person standing. Oh, Lord, I pray for a greater touch of your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, just take a moment. We'll get the band up too, please. Thank you, Father. Pour out your spirit upon each person. Stir them up in Jesus' name. I just see ears popping open in the name of Jesus. Even though it's physical, we know it's spiritual. I thank you, Lord, that you speak clearer to them. Oh Lord, even as they go out from today, you'll speak to them in your word. You'll speak to them through other people. You'll speak to them in dreams. Pour it out, Lord. Oh, you love them. You love them. I thank you, Lord, that they want to encourage others. They want to strengthen others, that they want to comfort others. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can sit down. You can sit down in Melbourne.